But you're gonna cut the whole podcast to make me sound really cool, right?
You always sound cool. It'll be fine.
Aw, thanks. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where this week we have a very special guest host.
Beth.
I'm Karen. We are both from Katmere Academy this week. Welcome. Longtime listeners of the podcast will know Beth is one of my very best friends in the entire world. We have movie night basically on a weekly basis. We try
when
to
we can be bothered
at least across the country, like midway.
Maybe,
it's like half,
you know,
the country.
Halfway, like half the country. Yeah.
So as you know, Mandy is out for this week, but we wanted to do something fun, so I invited Beth to come join me for this episode, and we have a little extra surprise later on in the episode, so stay tuned.
We love surprises.
In our timeline, it is April 25th, and I hate saying this because it makes time go so much faster, but in y'all's timeline, it is May 3rd.
I don't May?
Like it.
Oh, that means Christian's gonna be 18 when this comes out.
Yes! Yes, it will be. Oh my gosh.
He's gonna be all grown up.
That's...
And getting ready to move out.
I don't like
I'm
that.
Old.
Wait,
I don't
I
like
wanna
it
get
either.
Rid of all of this. I don't want to do this anymore.
No fast forwarding.
I don't like
no
it.
No fast forwarding. I don't like it either.
The other thing is that on May 3rd, I will be either in or driving to Santa Monica when y'all are listening to this to go to Y'all West. I'm very excited about it. My daughter is also very excited about it. She was very, very stoked when I told her Robbie Couch and Adam Silvera were going to be there because they're her besties as far as she's concerned.
Which, I mean, that's legit.
That's a mood. That's a mood. I feel that.
That is a mood. I want to be their bestie.
I do too. I do love them. They're great. All right, Beth, tell me, what did you do this week in fangirling?
This week in fangirling, I've been very busy, okay? I've been, like, on it with the books. So
okay.
These are the books that I actually finished in the last week. The Bodyguard. And it was so good.
Center.
You've read that one, right?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It was really cute. Like, I don't know. It just gave me such happy vibes, and I was here for it.
I like the like reversal of roles. Like typically the bodyguard trope is
female bodyguard and she's like tiny. I feel like that's
she's
great.
Kick ass. I loved it.
Yes. You know, not a spoiler because we all know that she's the bodyguard and is going to be guarding someone. But I love that in their like meeting, their very first meeting, that he doesn't believe she can protect him. So he's like, flip me. And she does it. And he's like, ugh. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
It makes me so happy.
Right? I just love that part. It's amazing. And the fact that then he's like, okay, yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for this. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
I read Two Twisted Crowns by Rachel Gillig. I really hope I'm saying her name right.
That's how I say it. No spoilers, because I've only read the first book.
No spoilers. No spoilers. It is the second in the One Dark Window duology. And I just have to say, super satisfying. Like, I felt like it was a little more fast paced than One Dark Window. And I just love the characters. Like, I don't know. It's going to come back up again when we talk about our fictional boyfriends this week.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So there's that. I read Dark Matter by Blake Crouch, which is very like science fiction-y. I don't normally do a lot of this kind, but it was for my book club for work. And I ended up being so into it. So it's about a scientist, and I can't remember his name for the life of me, so I'm going to look it up here on my Goodreads real quick.
I think every week I forget names, so.
Yeah, I'm terrible with names. I read him several days ago, so it's already out of
my brain. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
So Jason Dessen, he is a scientist at a university, and he gets kidnapped one night and basically pushed through a portal to another timeline. So it's very multiverse, and
multiverse
I feel like it's
very
pretty,
right?
Yes, it's pretty well done multiverse. So it's his like journey to try and get back to his family and to then deal with the repercussions when he does get back to his family. And it's very like, it's good. It's really good. I actually gave it 4 stars, and I very rarely give 4 stars on Goodreads. I'm more of a 3-star girl because 4-star is like, 3 stars, like, yeah, it was really good. 4 stars, like, yeah, I would read this again. And 5 stars, like, oh my God, this changed my life. Got
So
it. 4 stars. I read Crave, which is the second book in the Fallen Angel series by J.R. Ward. And so it follows Jim Heron as he's in the battle between good and evil. Divina, the demon, and the angels are trying to figure out who's going to have dominion over Earth. The creators decided he's done with the battle, and whoever wins the most out of 5 souls in this little competition gets to have control of the Earth. And Jim is like the guy they decided would be the middle ground, like he's got equal parts good and evil in him. And
Right.
so he decides who's going to win the battle by how he influences different souls in this world. So it's kind of an offshoot of her Black Dagger Brotherhood series, which I'm obsessed with. And I really, really liked that. And then I read Perfect Son by Freida McFadden. And it's like a thriller mystery kind of book. So a girl has gone missing in this town. And the last person seen with her is the narrator's son. Her name's Miss Case. And then what is her son's name? Liam is the last person who was seen with her. And she's always had like questions about Liam. He's done some super sketch stuff in his childhood. Not a spoiler. We know this in the very beginning that she really thinks it's him that he murdered. And so it's multiple POV a little bit. So you get like the victim and the victim's like point of view, like the girl who's missing. You get her son's point of view a little bit. You get hers and the detectives. And it's really interesting. I did see the twist coming a little bit, I'll say that, but I still really enjoyed it. Gave it a solid 3. So
Okay.
those are the books that I finished. And then currently, because you know, I have to have a bunch of books going in.
Yeah,
Just for
always.
those of you who don't know me, I always have a physical at-home book, a physical at-work book, an audiobook, and then a Kindle book. I don't know why. I have to have all of them. So my
It's
physical at-home book is Charm, which is the fifth book in the Crave series. And that's where I'm from this week, Gatmere Academy. So in this book, and I don't think, is this a spoiler? Is it spoilery to
I
say what this
don't
book is
know.
about?
I don't know. I feel like
It
it's
could
hard
be.
to
Okay, so
it could be.
potential spoilers. If you don't want to know what Charm is about, you're going to need to fast forward by about
Well,
20,
okay.
30 seconds or
So,
so.
maybe like it's so Charm is the fourth book in the series, but it's very much like oh, fifth book in the series. Sorry. I only wrote down certain ones. So it's the
Okay.
fifth book in the series, and it takes a very different turn than the other ones. And it's kind of, it takes place during a time that,
It goes back to a gap in
yeah, a gap.
someone's
Like
like
somebody has a
memory.
gap. And so it's that gap period of time. Like we're going back to a gap period.
Right.
So
So
that's
again, if
kind of
you
like
don't
the
want to
spoiler part.
know what this is about, this is the part where you
Just.
fast forward. I'm not very far into it, but in this book, this is the time period where Grace and Hudson are trapped together.
Yes.
And so we're finally seeing what actually happened, and I am here for it because
Is
their banter is just phenomenal.
off
I
the
love their
charts.
banter. It
Off the
gives me
charts.
life,
It's
literally
so
gives
good.
me life. Yes.
So good.
And then I'm listening to The Paris Apartment by Lucy Foley, which, by the way, Charm is by Tracy Wolfe. And I would just like to say that she's a sadist. Okay. Going on record, Tracy Wolfe is a sadist. Did she create some of my favorite characters? Yes. Do I also at times loathe her? Yes, I'm sorry, Tracy.
Yeah.
All good authors are loathed at some point.
Yeah.
I just
It's
think they're
how you
sadists.
know they're doing their job right.
Yes. So just know going into the series that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, she was right. Tracy Wolfe is a sadist. So back to the Paris apartment. This is also told from multiple POV. And so Jess goes to Paris, Paris apartment, to her brother's apartment because she's like leaving a bad situation back in England. And he left her a voice memo letting her know, like, here's the address, here's how you get here, buzz when you get here, I'll be waiting up. He's not waiting up. She gets there and she's like waiting and waiting and pounding on the door. Finally, she through some shenanigans, she gets into the building and Ben is gone. Ben's missing. So
Uh-oh.
this is like her journey to try and find out what happened to Ben. You, as the reader, this is not a spoiler, know very on that Ben is at the very least injured. He's been attacked. Jess obviously does not know this, and it's her finding out all the secrets about this apartment building that he lives in, like investigating the lives of people there. And it's really pretty interesting. I highly, so far, I mean, listen, I'm only like 60% of the way through it, but I think it's gonna be really good. I've read a couple of Lucy Foley's books here in the last few weeks, and I really enjoyed them. So, and then my physical at work book is the Atlas Six, which Karen and I are both, well, Karen hasn't started yet,
I
but
haven't
we're
started.
both reading it for our Nerd Girl Book Club. And so it's by Olivia Blake, and where does it even, it's like,
I haven't started
I'm
it
trying to
yet.
figure out where it
But
takes place.
Mandy's talked about it multiple times on the
Yes,
podcast.
yes.
So if
So,
you want to know, you can look back.
six people are chosen for a secret magical society, but only five can actually be initiated. And it's like going through their first year as they're taking classes and learning about each other and about the society that they're, supposedly going to be part of. And it's pretty interesting. I'm not as fangirly about it as Mandy has been so far. So far. It's picking up, so hopefully I'll get there, but it's good. It's just not like the best thing.
It hasn't
Sorry,
pulled you in
Mandy,
quite
don't
yet.
hate me. Yes. And then last, my ebook is Envy, which is the third book in the Fallen Angel series. So we're back to Jim Heron. He's in Caldwell, New York, trying to win another soul, the soul of a cop who's called Vec. So his last name is Delvecchio, and his dad is a serial killer. Yes, his dad is a
Okay.
serial killer who's on death row. And so what's weird for me is when I started reading this book, I was like, hold up, I've read this before. Let me look at my Goodreads. I swear I've read this before. Well, I haven't, but the beginning part of this book is actually in Lover Unleashed, which is the Black Dagger Brotherhood book. So you're reading the exact same thing. It's an offshoot of that, and it really confused me there for a minute. So
Okay.
Thomas DelVecchio, who's called Vec, his dad is a serial killer. He's a cop. He definitely feels both light and dark in and of himself. And so Jim's going to be battling for his soul. And when we open, not a spoiler because it's the very beginning, he's in the woods where he went back to go actually kill another serial killer
Oh my
because this
God.
guy is like bad news bears. He's murdered so many people. He goes to kill him and he's beaten there by someone else, which if you've read Lover Unleashed, you know who that was. I'm not going to spoil that part though. And he basically loses his memories because the vampires in this world can take your memories and like put a block on them so that you can't remember them basically. And the serial killer is dying and he's like, wait, did I do this? I don't remember this. And so he's being investigated by internal affairs and they're investigating him, but he's also investigating another missing persons case that they think might be related to the serial killer, but they're not sure. And Jim also has a vested interest in this missing persons case because he knows exactly what happened to her. He's not a bad guy. He just knows what happened to her, but it would be very spoilery for another book, so I'm not going to say. So yeah, we're following that, and it's, classic J.R. Ward. I love her writing. If you don't like smut, don't read her books, because they have a decent amount in them. I personally enjoy me some smut, so
Love
I'm
me some
really
smut.
enjoying it. I think you would really enjoy these books if you ever get to them.
They're
So I know
so
3 to 7
many.
business years, just put them
There's
on your list. It's
so
fine.
many, though.
I know. I know.
It's like one series is like 18 books or something, and then you have like three offshoots.
I think
There's a
the Black
lot.
Dagger Brotherhood is up to 21, maybe 22
You're not helping your
now. And
argument.
then, yeah, there are some offshoots, but they are really good. And then, books aside, fangirling, of course, I've been listening to the Tortured Poets Department because how can you not? It's so good. And I've been binge watching Hell's Kitchen still. Like, I'm working my way through the seasons of that. So
Nice. I
that
love
was
me
my
some
week in
Tortured Poets.
fangirling. It's been a lot. I
It
do.
is a
Let me
lot.
see.
Mine looks so little compared to that.
Yeah, and normally we both know this would be reversed, but I don't know. I've
Yes.
just been on it. I've listened to so many audiobooks. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, why would I pick up the physical book when I can listen to the audiobook?
I've always got an audiobook going. I always do. So it's just,
I've
I
come
get
to
it.
the dark side. I'm definitely there.
I love me some audiobooks. So yeah.
Especially when they're multiple POV and they're narrated by different people. I love
Yes.
it. Love it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, what have you been doing in fangirling this week?
So this week I put a hold on this a while back, and it was like the Libby was like several months or like multiple weeks, and I was like, okay,
Oh, I
well
hate that.
I'll just sit here and wait. But then I got like a message from a notification from Libby. There's like, there's a skip the line copy. You can skip the line and borrow it for 7 days. And I'm like, yes,
Bless
immediately,
Libby for
yes.
that. That is amazing. I
I
love that
love
feature.
it. I love it. So I listened to How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwong. So Mandy recently read this, so our listeners will know the story. But basically, you've got Helen Zhang, whose younger sister, when they were teenagers, stepped out in front of a car to commit suicide. And the driver of the car was Grant Shepherd, who was not, and is obviously he didn't intend to hit her, but he was used in this situation because Helen's sister just decided that's what she wanted to do. Fast forward 13 years, and in the present day, Helen is a best-selling YA author. Her book is being adapted to a TV series, and Grant happens to be one of the writers who has been hired to be part of the show. And so it is a romance, so it is an enemies to lovers romance, and
Love enemies to lover.
you think from the beginning, you wonder like how, just how, because that's rough. That's rough. This is the person who, even though it was unintentional, is responsible for a family member's death. So it, but the way that Yulin writes is just, you can see the natural progression of their relationship, and you can see exactly like what moments that things are starting to, like, Helen's walls are breaking down. Grant is, starting to realize things about situations and all of that. And it's so good. It's so well written. For this being her debut novel, like, I'm here for it. I can't wait to see what else she writes. Yulin is also the screenwriter for Emily Henry's People We Meet on Vacation adaptation, as well as the screenwriter and director for Beach Read, also by Emily Henry. So I'm really looking forward to all the things that are to come. So it was really good. I highly recommend it. And I have been in a very Crave, like,
Welcome to
tunnel.
our world.
So last week, I think I read Crave and Crush, which are books one and two. So this week I read Covet, Court, and Charm. I'm in the middle of reading Cherish. I just finished Charm today. Mandy was like, Charm is the best one. I'm like, you know what? I do love Charm. It's really good. It was
This is
not
why
at
I need the
all.
audiobook so I can get through.
Get the audio. Okay, listen. I don't know if it's all of them, but when I went to go get them on audio, Libby, like two different libraries, said that they had unlimited copies. And I was like, I've never seen that before, but that's kind of cool. So
Yeah, I love it when they do that.
double check and see, because yeah, they were a blast to get through. My one complaint is
Okay.
that in Charm, we've got dual POV, so we have Hudson and Grace's POVs in Charm.
Okay.
And so
Yes.
obviously they have two different narrators. The male narrator is British because Hudson has a British accent, which is fine, except
Right.
try as he might, his English accent is not quite on point.
Okay.
So when it's, Hudson's POV chapters, obviously he's reading it in his normal accent as Hudson, but then, when Grace says something and he's trying to say it in Grace's accent, like, it's not quite there.
Not so good. Okay.
I'm like, I mean, it's not bad. It's just obviously not English.
But it
I mean,
gives you just like that little brain itch where you're
yeah, I'm
like,
like, it's very clearly not an American accent. And I'm like,
okay.
But it was still really good. I do think Charm may be my favorite of
Okay.
the series so
I
far.
mean, I'm loving it so far. It's so good,
And
the banter.
like you said, like, the banter between Grace and Hudson is so good. And being able to see, like, we do see how their relationship progresses in the regular series, I guess, since this is kind of
Right.
a jump back. But like, you get to see it in such a different way in this story.
Right. You miss so much
You missed. And
in the
then,
other books because Grace doesn't have the memory, so you don't see it.
And by the end of it is unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievably heartbreaking to
Oh,
know.
don't know.
Well, because you know that, because you
Oh,
know
because, yeah.
she doesn't remember any of that. And so you see everything that plays out, and you knowing that Hudson remembers all of this and she doesn't remember any
Yes.
of it. And
Especially
so,
since they go back and he has no memory and he's like, oh.
you sit there and you're thinking about it, and because this is coming way after they've already like went through so much, right?
Right,
This book is
right.
coming so much later. And so you get to see everything that they went through during that period that she doesn't remember, and then remembering that Hudson remembers all of it, and he
Right.
just has to live with all that while Grace doesn't.
Doesn't.
And
Yeah.
you think back, you're like, oh my God. Like, once you get to the end of it, you'll be like, oh my God, like my heart is breaking for this poor boy.
There's not enough hours in the day. I need to get paid to read all day, every day.
That's the goal, man. That's the
It's the dream.
dream.
It's
That's
the
the
dream.
dream, truly.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I covet Court and Charm by Tracy Wolfe. Those are the three I read. I am in the midst of Cherish, which is like a different plot point than the rest of the series.
Okay. Well, I was
Because
wondering where they were going to go after,
Because yeah, after because the main so the first four books, there's a very like goal end goal, like there's a big showdown that you know they're gonna get to, and Court kind of hits that, and then you're thinking, wait, there's two more books. So then you get Charm, which is that gap period,
Which
which is
I also
great.
feel like is a little bit of Tracy Wolf's apology for traumatizing us so much. She's like, oh,
A little
here,
bit.
now
And
read this.
but then it and I love the choice to wait until this period for her to for us to see these memories, this period, because it very directly relates to how Cherish is gonna go. So based on, like, I'm not very far into it, but based on what I know of the plot of Cherish so far, it very directly leads into it. So it's so strategic, and it's so good, and I can't wait to see how this ends. I'm also nervous to see how it ends because I
Oh
don't trust
God,
fantasy
same.
writers. I don't trust
I don't,
fantasy writers ever.
in particular, I don't trust our beloved Tracy. I love her, but I don't
Love
trust
her.
her. She
No,
likes to
exactly.
traumatize us. I'm gonna send her my therapy bill.
That's fair. That's fair.
I've been talking about a lot of stuff in therapy. I feel like next week it's gonna center on this series, and my therapist is gonna be like, what?
Who are these
Yeah,
people?
no,
What?
it traumatized me, so we
It
need to talk about it.
definitely. But it's so good. It's so good.
Ugh.
That was my week.
All right. That's it. I mean, listen, just reading through the Crave series, that's a pretty good week. I'm just gonna
It's
say.
pretty good. I do. I
Like,
do love.
traumatizing, but good.
I do love me. I do love me, Crave. Yeah, so. Tell me, do you have any fictional boyfriends for the
Oh
week?
my God, yes. I have
Okay.
three. I have three. Okay. So, first of all, from One Dark Window from the duology, Prince. I don't know exactly how you're gonna say it because I didn't listen to this on audiobook. I read it, but he goes by Ren. So, or no, he goes by Elm, Prince Elm. Okay,
Okay.
he's my boy. Love him. Like, and then Raven Yu. So he is. He just gives me life because, like, I don't know. I think he's just like kind of dreamy in terms of. He's like tough and like badass, but he can also be like soft and sweet. And we love us a
Love a
morally
soft
gray
boy.
man, and both of them are morally gray. So we love
Love.
them.
Yes.
And then from Crave, Hudson Vega, not to sound too much like Mandy, he is just honestly like he is peak book boy.
He
He
is
is.
Hudson
You know, I'm,
Vega.
yes, Hudson Vega. You know, I'm very much a Jane Austen girl, Jane Eyre. Those are my jam. Those will forever be my like hardcore book boyfriends. Okay. They're my top spots. But Hudson Vega is pretty far up there because there's nothing he would not do for Grace. There's
Well,
literally
and
nothing he would
also
not
I
do.
feel like Hudson has that same kind of like classics book boyfriend vibes without being from the classics.
Yes,
Like
very much so.
he gives off the same vibes as like Mr.
Like the whole,
Darcy is like,
I could see him saying, "You pierce my soul. I'm half agony, half hope." Like,
right.
I could see that coming out of Hudson Vega's
We
mouth,
love we
or
Hudson.
the, "And
Love Hudson.
I love you" that Mr. Darcy does in the movie. Like, I could totally see. Hudson is dreamy.
He
He
is.
is like
And he is the very definite, he is the very definite. If you looked up the toucher and die trope, it would be Hudson Vega.
Oh, 100% toucher
100%.
and die. That's
Not
also why.
even like toucher, just like look at her in a menacing way and die. Like literally.
Yes.
Like,
That's
ugh.
also why I like Elm and Raven, because it's very much touch my lady, and that is the last thing you will ever do. And they're both that protective vibe too, but they also recognize like their women's strength, which I think is like one of the reasons I love all three of these guys, is because it's not like I have to do everything for her, or she can't take care of herself. They recognize that their women are strong, but they still want to be there for them.
Yes.
And side note, I also kind of love, and this isn't going to make sense to you if you haven't read this, but I also kind of love the nightmare from One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns.
It's been a while since I read it, so I would
Oh,
probably
God.
have to do a reread of One Dark Window before I read Two Twisted Crowns. Yeah, I literally nothing is in my. I don't even remember the plot of the story.
I kind of love the nightmare. Like,
Okay.
he is. But I almost feel like, and this is gonna be weird, like he not really weird, but he's more like my fictional dad almost.
Okay.
That I kind
Okay.
of,
Hey,
because
listen, I've had a fictional granny, so no judgment.
I know. To
Yeah.
him, like Elspeth, he kind of treats her like a daughter, like the way he feels about her. And that's kind of like, I'm like,
Oh.
you kind of suck, but at the same time, like you're kind of a good
I
dad
like that. Okay.
figure. It's weird, but
Okay.
go
I'm
with
here
it,
for it.
please.
I'm here
Go with
for it.
it. So what about you? Do you have a fictional boyfriend, girlfriend, non-binary
I
something,
do. I
pal,
have. I do. I do. Well,
granny?
I wrote down two, but like as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I probably have a couple more to, in all honesty.
Okay.
So first, Grant Shepherd from How to End a Love Story.
Okay.
This man, listen, Mandy talked about it last week, but this man can monologue. Like we love a monologue. We love a man who can monologue, okay?
Love a man who can
And
monologue.
like she said last week, like he very much was like, "Do you want me to beg you? I will beg you. I will do what I have to do." This man actually says, "I don't care if you come to me smelling like other men. I'll take a fraction over you, a fraction of you if I can't out all of you. I would rather have all of you, but I'll take just a fraction of you if that's all I can get." Like, this man is so gone for her. He is such a simp for her, and I love it so much. Like, ugh, so good. I love
That
him.
is, why is that so hot? That he's
Because
like, you can come to me smelling like other men.
he's
Oh,
like,
okay.
literally, what the exact, hold on, let me
Okay.
get the exact thing he says. He
Okay.
says right before, right after, where is it? I wrote it down somewhere. I texted it to Mandy when I read it because I was like, this line is everything. Okay, so he says, this is when he's like begging her. Like he is like begging her right now.
We love
And
a man who begs.
he's so good. And he literally says, like, I don't care if you come to me smelling like other men. I'd rather have a fraction of you than all of someone else. What? What? Like, what? I can't.
My heart.
Right?
I mean, on one hand, though, I want to tell him he should get some therapy and have more, like to improve his sense of worth. I don't know him, but I'm just saying. I do
Well,
want to tell him
yes.
that, but on the other hand, I'm like,
But yeah, well, I mean, and it's like it's less of a I think badly of myself and more of a I just love you that much. I need you to be a part of I need you in my life in whatever way I can get you. Like it's not really about like I'm a broken person and I need you to love me. It's more like I love you so much that I will take a tiny fraction of you if that's all I can get. And it's just, I
That's
love
giving
it.
very Mr. Rochester vibes, and I love it.
I love Grant. So that's
That's
Grant
one.
Shepard.
Okay. What's our other?
Obviously Hudson Vega. We love Hudson.
What's wrong with you if he's not your fictional boyfriend? I mean, really.
If you read the Crave series and you don't love Hudson Vega, I don't know what to tell you. And but also like I love Flint and I love Jackson.
Yes,
You
I
know,
love them too. They're so great.
I feel like all the people in this found family in Crave are just the best. Like the
Yes,
best.
Remy. I
Remy,
love Remy.
Calder, Eden,
Yes.
Mace, like
Yes.
all of them. I love them all. I love them
Yes.
all. Even
Well,
Uncle
and
Finn. I love Uncle Finn.
Uncle
Like.
Finn's great. Slight spoilers. If you haven't read it, don't listen to this part. But the fact that Hudson has to suffer through giving up Grace and he does that so selflessly,
Well, and
like, I feel like he's underrated.
Hudson, well, and then the thing is, like, Hudson and Grace put everything, they were like, we will give this up because it will save Jackson.
Right.
And
Like,
I
there's just
just,
so much love there all
they're
around.
the, exactly, like, they are all broken when somebody is hurt, and they are all
Yes.
coming together when they need, it's just
Right.
the whole found family.
Like, even the lesser seen characters like Calder and Necky and
Oh,
who are the
Necky.
other Jackson's crew?
Mackay,
Byron. Is
Liam,
it Mackay?
Luke,
I didn't listen to it on
Luca.
audiobook, so I said it how I said it in my head.
Mackay is one of them.
Okay. Well, that's who I call Mekki because I read it in my head and that's
No,
just how I pronounce
there's a
his name.
Mekki too. There's
Okay.
Mekki and there's Mackay.
Okay, and then
Yeah.
Luca and Byron, and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone.
Unless the audiobook narrator changed the pronunciation, I have not physically seen the book, so I don't know.
I'm gonna
I
have to
don't
look this
know.
up later.
Yeah. Who
Gonna have
knows?
to.
They
You
could
know
be the
what?
same
Maybe
person.
this is
I
the part
don't
where
know.
you need some Jupiter music because
I
I need
love
to
that you
know
know,
now. I do know. I am an avid listener.
but the, you know, just the whole Crave gang, like the whole found
Yes.
family, they're all just so good. So
They just, again, they're
that's
so
just my
willing to
fictional
sacrifice.
family. My fictional family for the week is
Oh, I love that. Yes. That is also
that's
my
what it is.
fictional family.
That's what it
Because they're
is.
so willing to sacrifice for each other.
Yes,
Okay,
they
so there's
are.
Byron. Oh, yeah.
There's
Liam.
Luca, Liam,
Luca. And then
Luca.
Mackay. What?
Is
Nope,
it
there's only one M. There's
okay?
only one
So then the
M.
audiobook narrator changed the name. The
Okay.
audiobook ch narrator changed the pronunciation because there was Mekki at the beginning, like the first few books, and like now there's the, she's saying Mackay, and I'm like, who are these people?
Right,
But also, I'm like, there's so many of them that I'm just like, maybe I just wasn't paying attention very closely at the beginning. Who knows?
but
But
then also
anyways,
Raphael. We
oh
forgot
yes.
Raphael and Xavier.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Anyways,
at some point we need you should have a rest in peace segment.
we should have an in memoriam.
Yes, where we get to talk about all of our characters who we love
Okay.
dearly and who have departed our
I like
lives.
this. I like this. I'm gonna bring this up to Mandy.
Please do.
We'll
Please
see. We'll
do.
see. Maybe we'll do like, oh, like our awards episode, like an
Yes, do
award
like a
show.
year
Well,
end,
yeah. Okay. I
like how
like
they do with
this.
the Oscars, but your
Exactly.
version. That would be
Yes. Okay.
great because there are some people who really need to be recognized for their past.
Yes. I love this idea. I love this. I'm gonna write this
Yes.
down before I forget because I will forget.
Please do, because
Okay.
I
In
just had that genius idea.
memoriam for awards episode. Okay.
Okay, can
Okay.
I add one more fictional boyfriend? Because apparently I just love all the men.
Yes, we're here for it.
Okay, so Jack Stapleton from The Bodyguard. He is our movie star who Hannah is protecting. And I love him. He gives piggyback rides and he sneezes in his shirt grossly. And he's our poor little traumatized baby. And I just adore him.
Yeah,
Like, I
that's
adore
fair.
him.
I'm here for that.
I may have too many book boyfriends. Don't tell my husband.
There's no such thing. No such thing.
Good. Which, by the way, I did pick up your book series that your fictional granny is from so that I can. It's on my
Yes.
TBR. It's on my
Oh,
TBR.
Vera. I love you, Vera. That sounds sound means we have an intruder alert. You guys, when I said this month was going to be the month of throwbacks, I really meant it because we have our very first ever podcast interview guest is back. It's Miss Joanna from Here Comes the Nerd. Welcome back, Joanna.
Oh my gosh, is that me?
That was you.
I was your first.
You were the very first. You were on episode 2 of the podcast, our very first interview.
That feels like forever ago.
It really was, though. Like, somehow, this is season 3, so it's been 3-ish years? Like, bonkers.
And how many episodes are you on? Do you know, like,
I could not tell you off the top of my head. I can look it up real quick. There is a handy dandy, not a handy dandy notebook, but a handy dandy internet page that I can look at. We have published 83 episodes as Jeez. Of this recording.
That's so this amazing. Is
episode 84. From episode 2 to episode 84. So oh, welcome back. Aw, look at that. See, we still have a show dog even when Mandy's not here.
Okay, we have a stand-in show dog. This is Buffy, named after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of course.
Because of course.
Yes.
Okay, Joanna, it has been a while since you've been here. We do talk about your shop all the time, but just in case somebody is tuning in for the very first time ever, let the people know, what do you do? What is your shop? What can we expect from Here Comes the Nerd?
Oh, wow. That is a long-winded question, but I will try my best. So, hi, I'm Joanna from Here Comes the Nerd. I am a nerd artist who likes to create happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. I try to create items from all sorts of kind of fandoms so everyone can find something that they love in my shop. And I primarily focus on things that could be kind of mass-produced. So I do a lot of graphic designs and then turn those into pins, stickers, magnets, sticker books, notebooks, and I'm going to stop there because I could keep going. So a little bit of something for everyone.
Sometimes jewelry too.
Yes.
True. That was old school Joanna. That was 2 years ago, Joanna, when I first was on this podcast.
But we love old school Joanna and new school Joanna.
Oh, thank you.
We love all the Joanna.
We do. Every iteration.
Guys, you're making me blush.
So what's it been like to see, because it is kind of, your shop is kind of like a time capsule for you. Mm-hmm. Like you see where you started and see how your art progresses. What is that feeling like to see, like, this is where I was, I don't know, where are you at, 7-8 years now ago, and now, like, I don't like the term, like, improving as an artist, but like you're kind of diving evolving. More into your craft. Evolving, yeah. What's it like to see that? Like, actually be able to physically see that?
Oh, it is crazy. So I'm about to hit 9 years in July. So I basically have a small child, but it is art.
That's how I should remember it. Your small child and my small child are the same age.
Are they?
Yes, mine is 9. So mine's a little bit older because she was born in February.
Right.
So. So, but 9, yeah.
See, now I'm never going to forget how old she is. So it's a win-win for both of us.
And I'll never forget how old the shop is.
Perfect. I love that for us. Yeah, it's been it's definitely been a wild ride. You know, I started out as a very small, like, painting shop. And from there, it kind of grew exponentially to this point where, like, I could literally do this full time. For those who didn't know, I work full time too. So I was like, maybe you need that information, but I could literally do this like full time and be okay. But it's crazy to see, like, my previous art versus, like, my new art, like, my previous marketing, like, kind of being able to compare everything from how it once was and just how it's evolved. And it's crazy to witness and be a part of, but, you know, I love the journey so far, so hooray.
We love seeing it.
Oh, yes, we do. Are you ever gonna do any more paintings that you'll sell? I have one of your Alice in Wonderland and I'm obsessed with it. It hangs on my wall. It's like one of my favorite things I have. So are you ever going to do any more of those?
Oh, that is such a cute question. I'm trying to get more into doing it more regularly.
Okay.
And I have 6 that I started and have been collecting dust since. So I have good intentions to just offer them, like, kind of on the side, not so much yes. like how my shop used to only be paintings, but more like, right. Oh, hey, I did a painting, you know? Mm-hmm. But like I said, it easily get sidelined with like Patreon and like rounds and that kind of
Yes.
stuff. So hopefully.
And I feel like that's the epitome of being like a creative. Like you always have something at some stage of the process. Like for me, I write, so I have like five whips right now that I'm like, okay, I should really sit down and like focus on one and get through one to front to beginning to end. But no, they're all like at different percentage points, and I feel like it sounds like physical art is a similar situation.
Because like on that line, like being inspired while you're doing something is so important. And it sounds like you're a lot like me, Karen, where every day it's different, you know. So I don't necessarily want to paint every day, but when I do, I start six and then, you know, dust. So
It's like things just pop up in your mind and you're like, I need to get this down. And then you hit a point and you're like, okay, I think I'm done for now. And then 6 months later, you're like, wait, I have more.
exactly.
It happens a lot.
Right. Yeah, same thing for me. So I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's nice to know that's kind of a thread throughout all of like the creative arts and not just a single, one piece of it. Like
You're not the outlier. It's
yeah,
normal.
it like makes it
Right.
makes our community so much bigger. Like there's the writing community, there's, the artist community, but then the overall creative arts community is like, oh yeah, no, we all do that.
We all have projects collecting dust, guys. We all do.
Yeah, they just kind of hang out there. So, do you have any plans for anything, like any kind of new product? I know you're always testing new ideas, new products. Do you have anything that is in the works that you can talk about, or sticking with what you know for now?
Oh, so like a completely new product line?
Yeah, something that you haven't done before, or maybe something that you're gonna go back to that you haven't done in a while.
Right. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot this week, so I'm just like kind of shocked that you asked that because like you read my mind. You know, I really do want to introduce new products, but I'm struggling to find something that would fit into my shop well. So like I would love to, but I haven't necessarily figured that out yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Do you
maybe
have any
eventually.
potential ideas that you want to, I don't know, get some feedback on?
I love how Beth just sneaked in there, like,
We're
well, let's
just,
see what we can get. I don't think it's anything new, but I want to get more into pin boards because I feel like a lot of people, you know, don't really have places to put their pins.
Yes. And have
And
an overflow for because of a certain nerd artist.
I know, who's
Not
that?
naming
Who's
names or anything.
right. I've gotten like recommendation to do like croc charms and that kind of stuff a lot at conventions, surprisingly. But I'm like, how many? Raise your hand here if you have a pair of Crocs.
I do not.
I have off-brand Crocs.
Okay, but they have like the you could use them, right?
Yes. And all of my kids have them, and they're
Okay.
nerdy. My kids are nerdy, so,
Yes.
and they love the little croc charms. My mom, my like I could see so many people
I
wanting
feel
nerdy
like
croc charms.
Crocs are like kind of having their moment right now, and
They
a lot
are,
of
yes.
people are into it. So, if you were to do it, this would be the time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny because I actually bought a pair for conventions because my feet always feel like fire lava at the end of them.
Yes.
And my boyfriend John, he was like, I don't notice anyone wearing Crocs. And I was like, if you pay attention at conventions, you'll see probably 70% of the population is wearing Crocs. And he didn't believe me. So when we went to WonderCon, which was I think last month, I started pointing them out and he was like, what's happening? Where are all these Crocs coming
And
from?
in the nurses too, because they're on their feet so often. Yeah, I
Right.
know lots of nurses who have multiple pairs.
Well,
I
keep that
work
in
with a
mind.
lot of teachers who wear them too, because being on our feet all day, like
Yeah.
Crocs are more comfortable. Coffee.
It's true, they
Sorry
are
for
comfy.
interrupting mommy.
I know. So rude. So
She
rude.
just wants to be part of the gang,
Oh,
okay?
yeah, she does. She's like, my voice needs to be
It's
heard.
very on brand. It happens all the time with Mandy's dog, so nothing new.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to use this as a potential moment to maybe peer pressure you a little bit, Joanna.
I was expecting
Because
this.
I have been asking for quite some time, if you will ever do any Buffy-related pins, because Buffy the Vampire Slayer is my location. And
yeah,
I'm desperate. Even if it's not, I know you don't like to do people, but even if it was like Mr. Pointy, like,
oh my God,
Mr. Pointy, or like,
if I people Mr. Pointy, you know, am I going to regret my life?
Clem is not exactly people. That Clem, right? Is possibly. Or you could, right? You could do like a quote pin.
Right. A quote pin would be great.
We've got the perfect quote right here.
We do. Yes.
Magic. Oh, that is so cute. I love that. Honestly, I know nothing about Buffy, but that hasn't stopped me from creating things before.
Well, we know everything about Buffy. So we if do. You need... You need like test subjects or like input. We're here for
yes,
you.
We're here for you. And we need Joanna pins of the Buffy variety in our lives.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. If I can, because I feel like I've only had two people recommend Buffy to me before, and it was you two. So if we could get more than two people, if we could get three, I'd feel more comfortable.
Listen, but, yeah. We just have to find one more person, Beth.
One Let's more person. Buffy lovers unite. We need to make this happen.
Listen, if you are a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, send me an email and I'll forward it to Joanna and she'll see yes. where all the interest is. Help us get this made, friends.
I know.
But we're going to need a purchase commitment.
It is. But I don't see it like in like recommendations on Patreon or like when I ask That's for new fair. Fandoms. Like I never see
that
it.
Is fair.
That's yeah. fair. You, I mean, you do
Unless
have to.
It's one of the two of us.
Yeah. You, I mean, you do have to cater to an audience because it is a business. So we get that. We're just saying it would be really nice. Just saying.
It'd be very nice.
So not related to that at all, actually. I was going to be like cute segue, but no, it's not related to that at all. But so a lot of what you do is kind of like fan art of things that you can see. But in terms of like book characters, how do you, especially if they don't have like visual adaptation to it, how do you decide how to interpret those? Because some fandoms can be real intense and then sometimes you just, there's no consensus as to what like characters look like or anything like that. So how do you manage that?
Well, I guess this is a terrible time to mention, but I don't have too much from books in my shop, which I'm sure Karen was about to get to.
Petition to change that, please.
Yes, yes. That's actually something that I'm trying to do more of. As you probably saw with my newest round, I have Fourth Wing in there. So, hey, I tried.
Love that pin.
Love it.
Yes.
But previously, I would do a lot of research as to like how the character is described in the book. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I usually look at various fan art and kind of see like what different aspects I feel match the character the best. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of wing it from there. So it's not really a true art form. It's more like a wing it and hope I don't get yelled at.
Kind of the vibes.
The vibes.
When you're in your creative process, do you have anyone that you like, you draw a design and then you get feedback from them? Or is it all just like you giving yourself feedback, if that makes sense? Do you have like a beta group?
That definitely made sense. It's funny because like to prepare for this interview, I actually listened to my first interview and a similar question was asked. And now my answer would be completely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
I too listened to that interview, but I've slept since then. So sorry for asking this question.
I love it because it's been 2 years. So it's like, I feel like all my answers would be different now. So,
okay, good.
But originally my answer was like, I would reach out to people in the fandom who like really adore that fandom to get mm-hmm. their feedback on it. However, in the past 2 years, I have learned that people can be very, what is the word? Critical is not the right word, but it's very
extra.
Well, almost protective of their fandom, maybe, where they're like, I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
Yeah, like, it's like borderline rude how things come out.
They're like, yeah.
So I kind of developed this whole thing where, you know, I will show like sometimes like some close friends, but mainly I pass everything off through John because he likes to watch me as I draw. So if I do something wrong, he's like, whoa. So definitely different than how I used to do it just for my own mental health. But
for sure,
I feel like it still accomplishes the same thing. So
yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you can't make everybody happy. You know, it's the same thing like we see all the time. It's like one person is gonna love this specific aspect, and then another person could hate that exact same thing. So you gotta do what's best for
You
you
have to
and
do
your
what
mental space
you
and what,
like.
yeah.
You know, it, and this is weird, but I teach, and sometimes I do like a little bit of art. I'm not an art teacher, but I teach STEAM, so we include some art. And I always tell my kids, like, art is what you want it to be. Doesn't matter what other people think about it. Like, do you love your art? Then that's all that matters. And I feel like that's pretty applicable to what you're doing. Like, if you love it, then, you know, hey, it's your art. And I have never not loved any of your designs. So I feel like you're doing really well. Like,
That was like the
on
cutest
point.
thing ever. I'm gonna remember that every time I do a design now. It's like, do I like the art?
That's
That's
what I tell
adorable.
my daughter
That's
all the
adorable.
time.
Thank you.
My daughter is
You're
always
welcome.
very much like she loves to do art. We always, you and I joked about it, like she's coming for your job when she grows up kind of
Oh,
thing.
she is. It's not a joke. She's
She
gonna be
loves
your
doing art.
apprentice.
And so, and every time that she sits down and she's like, I can't, mommy, I can't make it perfect. I just want to make it perfect. And I'm like, honey, you don't have to make it perfect. You just have to make it something that you like.
Right?
Nothing in life is perfect. I'm sorry to tell you at such a young age, but like you need to know you're never gonna get anything perfect. That's just the way of life. As long as you are enjoying what you're doing and you love it, that's all that really matters, because at the end of the day, I feel like art and is an expression for you. Like it's your outlet. And whether or not somebody else finds value in it does not decrease its value to you. So I love that that's being
Too.
spread.
What's with this like cute little hype session for me going on right now? I love this.
Because we love you and we love your
We
art.
do love you, and
And
you're
anybody
so
who wants to, like,
talented.
yeah, you are. And anybody who wants to come at you for things, I got words. I have a
Right?
spiky
Like,
water bottle.
come at me first, okay? Come at me first.
I just want to have a conversation. No big deal. Okay, so you listen to the podcast, so you are aware that there are certain questions that we ask all of our guests, whether or not they are authors. You are not getting out of this, ma'am.
Oh, look at the time. Gotta get
We
that.
have a segment that we call Fictional Boyfriend of the Week on the podcast, in which we pick out a fictional character or 10 that we like that week that we're vibing
This
with.
week it was a fictional
It was a
family.
whole fictional family.
What?
So,
Can't wait to do that.
are there any characters that you have read recently, or just maybe your all-time favorite or anything like that, that you're like, that's my boo thing, that one right there. And it doesn't have to be
Oh.
something you read, maybe something you watched recently. You can't say John, he's not fictional.
Oh, shoot. There goes my answer.
He's
He's
gonna
a real
make a pin
person.
of him so that he can be a fictional character.
Yes. Someone put him in a book. You know what? I'm just gonna
Workarounds
go
here.
with my classic one, which is Dorian from Throne of Glass. I feel like he's a win
Okay.
just all the way around, so
Yeah,
he's a good boy.
Mandy talks about him a lot, so
We're the same.
I can vibe with
He's
that.
pretty great.
I'll get there. I'll read that series eventually, guys. I
In
promise.
3 to 7
Supposed to read
business
it.
years.
In like 5 to 8 business years, it's fine.
Probably the timeline has gone up.
Or
If
is it?
Sarah J. Mass wants to come on the podcast, I will binge read everything before that, okay? So if y'all really want me to read Throne of Glass, then somebody's gonna have to get Sarah J. Mass to come on the
I don't know if this is tempting or not, but you might want to read it before May for some undisclosed reason.
Ooh,
I know, it's very
interesting.
suspicious. Ooh, don't worry
Interesting.
about it.
Ooh.
Very interesting.
I really will sign an NDA. Just saying. Just saying.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I know that you are also getting back into the groove of reading. We have had many conversations about this. So, what are you reading right now? Things or things that you've read recently that you recommend, or anything that you've watched recently that you recommend reading or watching?
Oh shoot. Well, to get on like the reading part, I'm now in a book club with you two. So I just started
What? That's
Atlas
brand new
6.
This is brand new information.
I know.
Never heard of this.
I haven't had too much time outside of the book club to read other stuff. So it's basically just been book club stuff.
That's fair. Busy
But
life.
also, I
You
have a
got a
lot of
whole
big
shop.
rounds coming up, so
Yeah. A
I mean,
whole
it's not like,
full-time
you
job
know,
and
you
then
work full time and have your own business and
right. Yeah,
yeah, I
you're
have plenty of
busy.
time to read.
Big
In my
deal.
sleep would be good if I just cut
Yep.
sleep out,
My
then I could
gosh,
read more.
if we could like
Right?
osmosis through sleep, like while we're sleeping and process, I would read so much more.
I
I mean,
know.
slight side note, I read today that if you live to be like 84 or something like that you will have slept for 28 years of your life. And I'm just like, do you know how many books I could read in 28 years? Who needs sleep?
That is
Who needs sleep?
so much.
Yeah,
I
wow.
know.
Sleep, whatever.
Kind of mind-boggling.
28 years.
28 years. Wow.
Crazy.
Yes.
All right, so
Sorry.
before we let you go, Joanna, are there any other secrets or hints that you can give us for things that are coming? Or what do you have coming up that people should be on the lookout for?
Well, recently I released, by recently I mean yesterday. But by the time you post this, it'll be last week. I have No Fandom Left Behind in my shop, which focuses on fandoms that I haven't released in my shop. And then I have something coming up in May, which I think I gave it away pretty obviously.
No.
And what I would really love is like to hit more of the book community. That's kind of been one of my goals this year. So when you ask me on the podcast, I'm like, hello. Thank you.
The
My stars
it's
are
a sign.
aligning. Like, hooray, because I would love to do more like Fourth Wing. I loved, obviously, Throne of Glass for no reason. And I just needed to make more time to read so I could list more than two books. But you get the point. But I would absolutely love to do more in the book category. So,
We would also enjoy
yes,
that. Just
we're here
saying,
for
you
that.
have a couple guaranteed customers for that.
As you both have books in the background of your.
Yes, yes.
Books? What are those?
I
I've never heard of them
know.
before.
I don't have a single book back here. I feel like I failed you.
No, because you
No,
have
we
like
still love
your
you.
own art station and things. You've got your own stuff going on.
That's true. That's true. But could use a book. We'll keep that in mind. But
Well,
yeah,
thank
we'll
you,
see.
Joanna, for coming and
Yeah.
hanging out with us again.
Awesome. Thank you
It was
so
a
much for having
blast.
me.
I'm sorry Mandy couldn't be here. She had things happen, and she's just,
She had a thing.
she had a
A thing
thing,
with a
and now
thing.
she's not here. But we got Beth, so
That's true.
it's a
I
good
know
time.
Mandy, but I
But
have
you're
had a really
Beth.
good time.
This
Yes.
is amazing. So.
And you, just quick side note, Joanna, I really need you to record. You have like the most soothing voice. So I'm going to need you to just record some random stuff that I can like listen to at night when I'm trying to go to sleep, because I swear you have the most soothing voice I've ever heard.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
I'm not kidding. Make a podcast of where you're just like, I don't know, whatever, read whatever, and
Some
people will listen to it. You will,
ASMR of your
yes,
voice.
ASMR something of your voice because it's so soothing. I feel like when I'm stressed out, I could just put that on and just be like, oh, yes, okay. Everything's gonna be all right. Joanna's talking now. Good. It's
That
good.
is so cute. It's funny because when you hear your own voice, you're like, wow, I'm the most annoying person on the planet. So
I do
hearing
that
this
all
is
the time.
shocking.
My voice,
But
yes.
no, I
I hate the
love your
sound of my
voice.
own voice.
It's so soothing to me.
Oh, thank you. That's so cute.
Alrighty. Well, on that note, we'll let you go. But with the caveat that we do have, well, see, it's a little bit different for you, but I do always tell our guest that you are legally obligated to come back in the future. We normally say this to authors when they have planned releases. So maybe we'll just see how your releases go in the coming months and be like, Joanna, come talk to us about these things. We'll
You
see.
already know I will drop the world to come hang out with you guys, so any excuse to come back, I'll make it happen.
Yes, maybe you'll have like maybe ooh, if you get like a full like literary round, we'll have you on ahead of that so we can promo it. See? The two
No
worlds
pressure.
are mixed
That would be
up.
so cool.
I keep that in mind.
Well, thank you so much and we'll talk soon.
Yay, thank you both.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun. Bye.
Okay, listen, I know I'm no Mandy, okay? But I just feel like really quickly I need to say, Sarah J. Maas, please come on this podcast. I won't be interviewing you because I'm not a regular, but I would love to hear the interview and hear the freak out from Karen and Mandy when they book you.
Yeah.
And maybe I could convince them to also let me come on the podcast and just listen. I'll just listen. Like, I don't even have to ask questions, but please, Sarah J. Maas, come on this podcast.
do it as a webinar so that people can just sit
Yes.
in and
Yes.
watch.
Like it would just, I'm speaking in the royal we here, it would just make our year. It would make our lives. Like we'd be so happy. We love you.
Right. Manifesting. Sarah J. Maas.
Manifesting. It's happening.
We're here for it.
And, you know, if that does happen, I did manifest it. So you'll have to let me come and listen.
Well,
I'll just be a little mouse in the corner.
That's only fair. That's only fair.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, on that note, it's time to get into some announcements, which Beth already knows this because I tell her she's my one person that I'm allowed to tell secrets to.
Yes. I'm a good secret keeper.
Mandy has Josh and I don't have a husband, so I have my twin. It makes sense.
Close enough.
It's the same thing, right? Same thing.
Right. Same
Listen,
thing.
The last time I think we had movie night, we were on the phone and she was calling to Casey. She's like, babe. And I'm like, what? I'm right here. She was not talking to me. She was talking to her husband. But I was like, yes, what? I'm right here.
I'm listening. We didn't even talk about movie night.
We did not talk about movie night. What did we watch for movie night?
I was literally going to ask you the same question.
I feel like
it was on Freebie.
It was on Freebie and they're Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8. Which was so good.
Yes, it was.
It was the first time I'd seen it.
Yeah, it's the second time I'd seen it and I really liked it. So.
So good. Sorry, side note.
Anyways, we're very incoherent, apparently.
That's how we roll.
This is basically like how movie night rolls every time we do it. So you're just getting
very on brand
insight.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, so announcements. Next week, Mandy will be back and we will have two interviews for you guys. Ooh. It is we're calling it a very special entangled themed episode because we have Tracy Wolf is coming back to the podcast to talk about Sweet Nightmare, which is the spinoff of the Crave series, which features Calder Academy. I haven't read it yet, but I'm really excited, which is why I'm reading the Crave series because obviously I have to read that before
you have to have the background first.
Right. Yeah. So I'm almost done with that. So then I will get into Sweet Nightmare. And our second interview for next week is Mai Corland, who is the author of Five Broken Blades. Both of these books come out on May 7th. Sweet Nightmare is coming from Entangled Teen. Five Broken Blades is coming from Red Tower Books. So, you know, there are certain expectations that we have of Red Tower.
Yeah.
Been a fan of their books since Fourth Wing, which was the beginning, so I have high hopes. So yes, we're gonna have a double interview episode next week, and we're very excited about it. I get
so
to
exciting.
I know Mandy probably told her last time she was on the podcast, but now I get to tell Tracy that she's like sadistic. Very much looking forward to it. We love you, Tracy.
Will you tell her that your twin thinks that too? That yes. You know, we text in all caps about how we love her, but she's a sadist.
There's lots of yelling in our text about Tracy's
books. Oh my
God,
so much yelling.
So yeah, we're really excited. And I think this is her, I want to say it's like her adult fantasy debut.
Ooh.
She writes under a pen name for her fantasy and then I think her legal name for her romance, I want to say. I can't remember. So Meredith Ireland, I want to say, is what she writes under for romance, and then Mai Corland for fantasy. And I'm very excited to dive into it. There, the PR box that came with Five Broken Blades says something like, it has something to do, it says something like, don't spoil the secret or something like that. Ooh. Apparently there's twists and secrets and galore, so I'm really excited to dive into it. Plus, I don't know if you have seen the sprayed edges on this book, but they are stunning. Red Tower knows what they're doing, man.
I have to not look at all the special editions or I will spend every penny I have on them.
So that will be next week. We're very excited about it. That does mean that we won't be having any of our regular segments. We will just be having the interviews, but I feel like that's going to be a real good time.
I feel like it's understandable, you know?
It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it. I'm going to have a blast. So stay tuned next week for that. And now I believe it is time for our spiel where you get to sit and watch me flounder as I do this.
You're going to be great. You got this, twin.
I do this every week. And every week I'm just like, what am I saying? Even though I have a list of things to say.
What are these words?
Words are
hard. What are words?
Okay? I know I'm a writer, but words are hard, guys.
God, words are so hard.
Anyways.
And that's what she said.
She said words are hard.
It wasn't my finest moment, okay?
That's not your best one. That's not the best
one. No, anyways, I know. But
if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. You can visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, which also houses all of our episodes, and our blog, which I swear to God, I'm writing more reviews. I swear. I'll get there. I promise. If you are interested in early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, exclusive bonus content, and maybe some early announcements, you can head over to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon to subscribe to our Patreon. And we also have merch. Mandy, maybe making new doggy merch. I'm hoping soon. We're really, yeah, we recently discovered that our printer does pet merch, so I feel like it's a crime that we don't already have something that George Bailey can wear. So we're gonna get on that. But if you want to shop some of our human merch, you can head to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop, and all of the stuff is there. Mandy designed most of it, and she's awesome. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that were pretty, you want to tell Beth that she did a great job on this episode, please send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Please give us your words. We love words because we are writers and readers. So please do that. We love that. And for our very special guest this week, I would like to inform you that Beth and family.
Yes. So many.
I'm like, it's the family.
Family.
Have started a business where I don't know all the details, actually, because you don't talk to me about this because they're all crazy people. So you can explain it. You can explain it to the listeners.
Okay, so we started what we call Core Six Industries. It's kind of based off of my husband's friend group. They call themselves the Core Six, and they've become like found family kind of thing. Some of them actual family, but mostly found family. And we are now creating different pieces of merchandise, like custom shirts. You can do laser engraving, etching, things like that. And as a slightly weird side note, I'm also doing flowers for mostly for weddings. It's something I've been doing for about, I don't know, 20 years at this point, and just decided to finally go ahead and try it as a little side gig. So if you need any particularly wooden floral arrangements where you can custom dye them, or silk flower arrangements, then hit us up. Or if you just want a custom shirt, custom cup, whatever you need, we are here for it.
And you can find them at Core 6 Industries on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes. And you can find Karen at Miss Made in China on all the things.
That's me. And if you would like to follow my bestie here, Beth, you can find her at Core 6 Buffy on Instagram. And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you're going to want to head over and visit our internet besties and do some self-care. First stop being with our guest this week, Joanna at Here Comes the Nerd. You're going to head over to herecomesthenerd.com, use code FANGIRL, and you'll get 20% off of your first order. Now, following that, you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com and get some book boxes or some like one-off book merch. Very cute stuff. I'm obsessed with Once Upon a Book Club. I have far too many stacked up behind me that you can't see, but I promise they're there. We have two codes that you can use. They don't stack, but you use either one. We don't care. We love you either way. Thank you for supporting us and for supporting our small business friends. Use either code Karen10 or Mandy10 to get 10% off your order. But remember, you have to spell Karen correctly. Otherwise, you will get 0% off and very disappointed looks from all parties involved, okay? I'm not like a regular Karen. I'm a cool Karen.
It's a very cool Karen.
And if you understood that reference, we are now best friends. I don't make the rules. And actually, that's actually very perfect because today is April 25th, which is the perfect day because it's not too hot and it's not too cold.
Not too cold. You just need a light jacket.
Exactly. Again, if you understand the reference, we are now best
We're
friends.
We're besties.
All right. And after that, you're going to head over and visit our other bestie, Amber D. Lewis. You're going to go to her shop, add 10 of everything to your cart because you're going to want to share with everybody you have ever met. It's so good. You're going to want to join her newsletter and her Patreon for early access to things, ARCs. You'll be the first to know when pre-orders go up for her next series, Between Fate and Failure, which is so good, y'all. It's so good.
I'm so mad that you've read it already.
I'm sorry. It's coming. It's so
We bad. Love Amber so much, and I can't wait to read this next one.
It's so good. When I tell you that I fell in love with Sebastian before I even read the book, I am not kidding. We love Sebastian. We love Bash. He is the best. Anyways, what you're going to do, you're going to head over to amberdlewis.com, add 10 of everything to your cart, add 20, whatever. However many you feel like you need to spread the love.
Give them as gifts that. To everyone.
To everybody, because you're not going to want to share your copies, okay? And since you're ordering so much, you might as well use a fancy coupon code to get 10% off. Use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off of your order, and you can spread the love for an awesome indie author who writes such good books. Speaking of fictional families that we love the Found family in the Fire and Starlight saga, okay?
Yes, we do.
All right, friends. And once you have finished supporting us and our internet besties, even though Mandy is not here, we are still supporting the show husband because Josh is a real life book boyfriend and we love him to pieces. You're going to head over after finishing listening to this episode. You're not watching it. After you finish.
Maybe they're watching.
You might be. I don't know. You could be one of our Patreon subscribers who are watching it. I don't know your life, but once you're finished with this episode here, you're gonna go look up The Paranormal Mind on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Listen to them, rate and review them. I don't have any of the behind the scenes details about what the next episode is about because that's Mandy's thing, but I'm sure it's wonderful because Josh and Shane are awesome. So you're going to follow them on social media. They're at The Paranormal Mind and at Searchers Believe on all the things. And you're going to go to searchersbelieve.com/shop. Use code FANGIRL10 to get 10% off of your order there. Mandy also designed all of their merch there, and it's excellent. And just support the whole family, okay? We are a family here, too.
Friends
we are
love.
A fan family here. Friends so support love. All the things. And that was a very special episode of The Incoherent Fangirl. That was a lot of me talking. I am so sorry to everybody whose ears I have assailed. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Beth, for joining me and standing in for Mandy this week. I love you so much. And I just need the world to know it, okay?
Thank you. And thank you for having me. It was so fun to come on here and like co-host. Like, this is great.
I'm so glad. And again, like, I'm firm in my belief that Beth and I are a better match than her and Casey. have you heard of the olive theory? Because we stick to that so much better, okay? Beth loves olives. I hate olives. Casey also loves olives. And the olive theory says you cannot both love olives. These are the rules.
I will inform him thusly. I will let him know. Yeah, he likes olives, so it's just not going to work out.
Exactly. I'm sorry. The marriage is just not going to work
because we don't make the rules.
We don't make the rules. We just enforce them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.